This is Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, I was reading in the paper the other day that Best Buy has sold some infected digital picture frames. What's happening with that?
The digital picture frames really fundamentally are just like a computer hard drive. They have very fancy marketing around them, but pretty much anything that can hold a picture or any other digital file is fundamentally a hard drive. And not only do consumers not realize that, but manufacturers don't realize that as well. And so the proper processes are not built into the manufacturing.
What kind of processes would those be?
Those would be including things like checking for viruses, for one. That'd be a really good start. But people have to understand that even though it's a digital picture frame, a digital picture is just software. I can take Tinker Toys and build the Eiffel Tower. I can take those same Tinker Toys and build a train or build a cabin, whatever. And files are exactly like that. The only difference between a digital picture and a virus is the exact combination of ones and zeros in the file. So everything on computers is built from Tinker Toys when it comes to software. So there is nothing that a digital picture frame can store that a hard drive couldn't store as well.
Well, I mean, I've got a digital picture frame at home, and I download pictures from my computer onto, onto the picture frame. But I have ESET Smart Security installed in my computer. I'm assuming that's going to protect me.
In almost all cases, yes. No antivirus product is 100%, but yes, that's going to help protect you. And probably if you had gotten one of the Best Buy digital picture frames with the virus, ESET would have detected it. Mm-hmm. The problem is, as a manufacturer, if there's a virus in your product, it's because you didn't know what you were making, and that's a serious manufacturing process error.
Mm. So this is something that manufacturers of consumer goods, is that line is crossed between computer products and consumer technology products. They're going to have to think about this a lot harder, obviously.
I've
understood this is a fairly serious virus.
I don't recall exactly which one it was, but from a manufacturer standpoint, there isn't anything less than a very serious virus. Even if it does nothing harmful, it's a serious loss of reputation to have sold infected product.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go ahead.
Customers right now don't have to worry about those specific frames because Best Buy is aware of the problem and is taking care of it. But consumers also need to be aware that anything that stores computer files has the potential to store malicious software. Mm-hmm. And even though the digital picture frame can't run a virus, the computer can run the software that's on the digital device. So these things are threats to your computer if you aren't aware of it.
And it sounds like as you get additional products in your home, maybe for the smart home, that you run the risk of having the same problem with other new products brought to market, unless those manufacturers think more in terms of security as they bring those products to market.
Yes, it's really only a matter of time before your refrigerator infects the stove, I think.
and ultimately then crashes everything, and you're going to have to be cooking on the barbecue. I guess Best Buy said only Windows PCs are vulnerable at this point, and that's only if the picture frame is connected to the computer. Well, that's sort of like, yeah, that's exactly what it's designed to do. So,
but again, remember on a previous podcast we talked about Auto Run?
Mm-hmm.
This is only going to be really a threat if you've got Auto Run enabled, because if you don't have Auto Run enabled, when you hook up that digital picture frame, the malicious software isn't going to automatically run. It's Auto Run that has enabled it to just plug in and infect.
Hmm. Interesting. That's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Best Buy, it's recommended that users run a current antivirus program and plug it into the frame so that the PC would then scan the frame and delete the malware. And they have a toll-free number that you can call for help. But I guess at that point, if you're infected, didn't have the antivirus on your computer, you're in big trouble. And it's interesting. The Best Buy public relations team didn't respond to a call for comment. So clearly, I hope they're listening to this particular podcast. So we have fewer of these moving down the crossover between computer technology and technology at home.
And the one other thing that consumers really need to look out for is return merchandise. Best Buy marks down products that have been returned, and they're often very good deals. However, anything that can store pictures or songs or anything like that, if it's been returned and Best Buy didn't do their job right and reformat the media, it can have any kind of media on it. There was a case a year or so ago where a Microsoft digital product had been returned to a Walmart, and when the people brought it home for their daughter, it had pornography on it.
Oh, Lord.
So consumers have to be aware that anything that can store a computer file potentially can store bad stuff.
Excellent point. And I assume that if people want more information on this topic, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. Thanks again, Randy, for spending a few minutes with us. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.